Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to us or you have any questions or inquiries or prayer requests, please send them to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag Warn Radio and hashtag Watchman IS216. On Instagram, it's hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. Join us on USA.live or MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. And join us on Parler by using Watchman DGS. You can also join us on CloudHub by @WarnRadio. You can listen to the WIBR Warn Radio Network through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. The special events that are coming up this month are from the evening of October 2nd to the evening of October 10th is the Feast of Tabernacles. And please take time to read the pertinent articles by the Watchman. They're inspired and they're for this day and age that we're living in. And you can read the following on danaglennsmith.com: Faith and Testimony of Jesus Christ, the Gospel of Life given to all people so that they would repent and believe on Jesus Christ. The Faith and Testimony of Jesus Christ at the Time of the End. Also, Antichrist Deluge America, Let Us Fight. Let us fight till all be exhausted and banner raised. The flood has come, it has taken its toll. And you can also read the Wayfaring Americana, Poor Wayfaring Stranger. This is a poor wayfaring stranger on the road in Americana today. Do you know who it is? And you can read American Social Change and Violent Overthrow. Through American social change, the enemy has taken the house, and the next goal will be violent overthrow if it cannot take what it wants peaceably through deception. You can go to danaglennsmith.com to read those articles. And on warn-usa.com, you can listen to the latest classic Warn Radio advocacy series on Iraq, Syria, Israel, and Turkey. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another Friday morning. A lot of things happening this week. The debate I read an article from Pat Buchanan. We get it regularly. He's really good on history, especially political history. And I think it's pretty much agreed that the performance by everybody at this last one was not the best. And the format really hogtied down the president. I don't agree with the format. I never did care for Wallace. He is liberal from the get-go. He has always been liberal. So at any rate, you know the results. I ain't going to belabor that. Today the news came out probably late last night. I noticed it this morning. It hadn't come out late when I was doing stuff. So somewhere came out that the president and Melania are tested positive for COVID. But if you looked at the numbers state that a high percentage of them all survive, even at Trump's age. 90-some percent. It's really high, though. I was thinking in the 97, 98, 99 range. It's not at all like a lot of other things. It can be tough on people. People do die from it. But one of the reasons people die from a lot of this stuff is simply put that the foods we eat. We have destroyed our own autoimmune system. Now, I know something about that because I've done research on it. And, of course, I have followed the guidelines by Dr. Stephen Gundry. And so if you have anybody that's suffering from anything, I would look him up. He's got his fourth book coming out. But this is a guy that has the credentials, and he can help you. So I think a lot of this is because of the autoimmune. And the other thing of it is a lot of them don't know what to take. And there is a secret to a lot of this. Stephen Gundry is the one that that talks about it, how to get through COVID. At any rate, the left and its usual vitriolic hatred came out and said they wanted the president to die. And the Chinese media, the voice box for the communists, derided the president. And Z, a tweet from him apparently, said that serves President Trump right. But Z and his communists have taken on God in China, so it isn't going to go well with China. But China is to be feared as far as their agenda. Now, see, for years and years, China didn't do anything. And many historians look at China and even military people, and they know that the year 2000 was really the year that they began their decade, the year of the dragon. As a child growing up, I was warned about the rule of the yellow people and the sign of the dragon. That's China. I've heard that phrase a couple of times, but not much. And then about a week ago, I heard somebody from China calling China the yellow people. You don't hear that term very much. It has nothing to do with bravery. It has to do with the color of their skin. Now, I don't know particularly why China has to make war against Christianity, but they have. And against God. For that matter, the nations of men have done the same thing, the rest of them. China is not to be trusted. But see, Biden would embrace China again. Well, they gave Biden a lot of money. That's why China is for, came out openly for Biden. That should tell you something about who to trust at the ballot box. Because they see Biden as somebody weak, someone they can manipulate. And of course, Nancy Pelosi's the same way. She's blinded by her own hatred of Trump, and so is a lot of these elder Democrats in the House, because they haven't been able to defeat Trump. China hasn't been able to defeat Trump, so they all hate him. But to go into vitriolic rants of death for Trump is not the smartest thing to do. Now, I'm going to tell you from a Watchman standpoint, a Christian standpoint, and what I know, you don't go wishing people dead. Even people that are wicked, people that are your enemies, that's the worst thing you could do. If you want to be what the Bible calls a fool, you go around and start wishing death on everybody. And you're not going to come out with it'll catch up with you. God, there's a balancing system in God's economy and his righteousness. And he will render tribulation unto those who do such things. And the very thing that you wish on others could come on you. So, you need to keep your mouth shut. You need to watch what you're saying. I never say that. Never wish evil on other people. Witches do, the devil does, and the wicked in general do. So if you're wicked, go ahead and do it. If you don't believe in God, go ahead. Believe, do what you believe, and you'll be found out to be a fool. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They that love death hate the Lord. Today, messianic signs fighting God, the kingdom war. You know, there's messianic signs for all. There's the truth, the life, and the only way through Jesus, Yahshua, our Messiah. Then the truth of the Word of God. Jesus is the Word incarnate. And the Word of God, which is the Bible, is our copy of that Word. And that word is written indelibly on the pages of heaven for all eternity. Messianic signs here is that moment when the religious order of the scribes and Pharisees demanded a sign or wonder to prove that Yahshua was the Son of God. We'll discuss that. Because this is fighting God. Demanding a sign from the King of Glory when he's already been doing signs and you're too blind to see it. Sounds like America, sounds like the world. If you love death and want judgment, then disregard his word, disregard his son, and disregard the father. That's about the quickest way I know that you're going to find out that there is a God. And that he sent his son because he loved us. Now, you see, we've been talking about this. About the Lord, and he went about doing what messiahs do. Making it known who he was. This is found in Matthew 12. Last week we talked about a house divided cannot stand, which really describes America. It also describes the world. That's why the world gets judged, because we're so independent. There was a movement some time ago that talked about the unity relating to Babel and the words of the Lord, which talked about before God had confused the languages, that when they were one, they could do anything they wanted. Well, last week we talked about a house divided. What is that? That's the opposite of doing anything that you want to do. In America, you want to be great? No, they don't want to be great. I mean, you know, it's a far cry. You know, and there are people that have called Trump Hitler. And that didn't meet very well with those who knew what Hitler was, like the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which covered that atrocity. They said that is ridiculous. My words for it. But you can't tell these people anything. People that are wishing death, you know, there was tweets up there today from various corners, including those that worked for Obama and were on Biden's staff or something. I mean, they're all tweeting. And then for himself, Biden and even Kamala Harris hasn't said anything. Oh, they would love it. They would rejoice. Many would. I'll never forget the Twin Towers when they fell. And the Palestinians were rejoicing. So much for being friendly. And yet we have churches standing up for these people. Against the Jews. There'll never be peace in the Palestinian area until the Palestinians stop shedding blood. They've got a lot of blood on their hands. It's not the Jews going into the Palestinian areas doing it, unless, of course, the Palestinians begin by killing innocent Israelis. See, that's a whole other story. So in Matthew 12, verse 38, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. That's what we would call a hypocrite. It's trying to sound like someone who really wants the truth. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That was his referring to what would happen after his death upon the cross. After 3 days and three nights, he would rise from the dead. Now see, when Christ arose from the dead, he only appeared to those who loved him. When he comes again and receives his people unto himself, he will only appear at that time to those who look for him, who love him. There will come a time when every nation on earth, everybody will see him, and they will be horrified. But no sign shall be given. They wanted a sign. But see, the thing of it is, he wasn't going to give them a sign. He already had given signs. He had raised Lazarus from the dead. And even if they didn't see that, there was a lot of others. The feeding of the 5,000. There was countless miracles he did everywhere. That's one of the reasons that the high priest and all of his buddies were worried about the Lord. Because if he continued to raise people from the dead like Lazarus, all the Jews would follow him. Thus the power that they had, the grip on power, politically speaking, with the Romans, could be threatened. Well, if you remember the time, and we're in Isaiah now, in Wednesday's program. You see, the prophets weren't very well received. And a lot of times the message of the prophets were something that they didn't want to hear. That is the ruling religious class in Jerusalem. By the time Jeremiah got done and judgment came upon Judah, there would be no temple left. The high priest wouldn't be there. His helpers wouldn't be there. And the prophets wouldn't be there. They'd all be carried away. Or dead. And so this whole thing, it's hard to change people's minds, but when you're so blinded, you refuse to see the good. Kind of like America today. We've had the best economy and the best employment records for blacks and Hispanics and others that has ever happened in this country. The Democrats are short-sighted and don't have a very good memory. I remember it because every week there was coming out and everything was being broken as far as the records. Great employment. And that's why Trump has a greater pull on minorities than ever before of anybody. They couldn't, you know, the Democrats refused to see it. Here, the scribes and the Pharisees refused to see the miracles. And when he did do a miracle, especially on the Sabbath, they were all over him. Well, in regards to the law, mercy over sacrifice. Love fulfills the law, not more law. More law doesn't fulfill the law. More hatred don't fulfill the law. Love fulfills the law. Mercy fulfills the law. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And the scribes and the Pharisees and those in their day, the law was above all. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Oh, they'll be given a sign during this time coming up, because God will send two prophets. And they will do all manner of signs and even judgments upon the earth. The earth will hate them so much that when they finally, the beast overcomes them, they will lie in the street for 3 days, and a holiday worldwide will be declared because these prophets who tormented them are finally dead. But then after 3 days, they shall arise from the earth, and a huge earthquake will happen. And then all hell's going to break loose. Because they will have given the sign. They will have given the judgment. The Lord then goes on to say, after he tells them that as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He says this in verse 41, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. You see, Nineveh, of the famed Assyria, that's why Jonah really didn't want to go to Assyria. Assyria was a nasty, mean place that had tormented Israel. They tormented everybody else, too. They were powerful. And so Jonas went there, and he knew that if they would repent, God would forgive him. And he didn't want them to repent. He wanted them destroyed because they were such a pain in the butt. Yeah, it's like, you know, they're the enemy, and we want them destroyed, Lord. God looks upon them as souls. And the men and the women and the animals and the king all repented. And God repented of the judgment. But 70 years later, as Nahum the prophet, I think it's Nahum, points out, the judgment on Nineveh finally came because they had forgotten. And of course, that's something altogether when we talk about it. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment. And they would have said, you know, Jonas came preaching and we believed him. Yeah, it is Nineveh, by the way, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth, and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. And verse 3, it says, the Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm and the clouds. So don't mess with him. You know, Scripture does tell us those that love death hate the Lord. And boy, there's nothing truer. But we get in all our technology and modern world and we figure God is going to leave us alone because we're so smart. We're stupid. I mean, you look at America, how divided we are. And how self-assured and pompous asses we make of ourselves in this country. And we have self-righteous Democrats running around hating Trump because they don't like what he's doing. You can't even get anything done in the government because Pelosi and her minion Democrats over there hate Trump so much. They have done nothing for 4 years to help America. Virtually nothing. And that's unfortunate. Because when they do nothing, they cause trouble for the country. And I've heard so many times it's Trump's fault. It gets way old. Clear from the beginning it was his fault. Everything his fault. The moon don't come up. That's Trump's fault. The water don't run in your city. Well, Trump did it. You know, people are stupid today. They're moronic. I mean, if you've ever seen what people are doing today, it fits the lawlessness of the age, which Paul warns about. And if the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonas, I can guarantee you America is not going to repent at the preaching of preachers here in this country. Now, you can get local people, you can get a few people that will repent. We had two big prayer rallies of repentance here. Jonathan Cahn's a return and Franklin Graham's gathering and walking. There was 70-some thousand there. And then there's another one Carter Conlon's going to have on the 6th. Gathering together to ask for God's mercy to heal this country. But the people themselves won't repent. And I hate to tell you this, but there's a lot of people in America that have no intention of repenting. Matter of fact, you give them half a chance, they're going to kill Christians. They're going to destroy their churches. And blood will run in the streets. Now, they don't advertise that, but I guarantee you it's there. America is no different than many other nations in one regard. The hatred for Christianity and the message of the gospel. You see, Billy Graham, I was raised to Billy Graham, David Wilkerson, and many other fine preachers preaching. My dad was a result of the Azusa Street Revival. He got saved in an Amy Simple McPherson meeting out there. And there was three of them with their mother. My uncle, my aunt, my dad, and my grandmother, who was a Christian lady. She took her kids there to hear it. Dad was the only one that got up and went and received the Lord. He told me about that. He remembered it till the day he died. It stuck with him. My uncle, he never went there. Never got saved that I know of. He was my favorite uncle. Thought the world of him, loved him dearly. He died young as an alcoholic. Literally, he drank himself to death, and that was his purpose. Dad went out to try to talk him out of it. He came back and he said he wouldn't listen to nothing. He died. My aunt never came to the Lord either, that I know of. She died of cancer. My dad, though, died at the ripe old age of 89. Long life. A good life. He had fought in World War II, actually as a Navy medic, fighting to keep soldiers alive. See, there's a difference. My dad would have had no compunction about these punks on the street. Neither would have my uncle. My grandfather, he was a Golden Gloves boxing champion. And he was also very adept because he was working for the government in the management resources, like a forest ranger. He was in politics for a while. But Golden Gloves, boxing champion, he would have decked a few of these morons. You wouldn't have gotten in his face the way these idiots get in the face of diners who are sitting there. See, this is what the Democrats don't denounce. That is, until they found out that it was going against him in the polls. And I tell you these things because, see, there is wickedness. There's an evil and adulterous generation, even in America, not just in Israel, with the scribes and the Pharisees at the time of Christ. There are evil and adulterous generations here in the churches, in the denominations, in your politics, and every facet of society. Recently, under the guise, under the tutelage or under the guidance of Trump, because he had signed a thing to get the kids, I forgot how many kids that they rescued, a great number, that were all going to be sold. Trafficking in America. We knew about the child sex rings a long time ago, and we also knew that it involved politicians within our country. This is going back a ways because we covered it. And the reason we knew about it is because CIA agents, who were former CIA agents, came out. I don't know if their testimony is still on YouTube or not. Probably not. But that was years ago, when YouTube was young and you could halfway trust it. The Lord goes on to say, the queen of the south, that's the queen of Sheba, she had come to Solomon, if you remember, to see his great wisdom. So she'll rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom in Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. See, both of these, he gave two, because in the law, every word is to be established by two or three witnesses. And the Lord is saying, and actually there's three witnesses here. One is the Lord. Two is the men of Nineveh. Three is the queen of the south, condemning the adulterous generation and the evil generation that was in Jerusalem, in the religious aspect, as well as in society itself. And today I'm telling you that the same men of Nineveh, the same queen of the south, and the Son of God is going to look at the evil and adulterous generation, not only in America, but in China and many other places, and there's going to be judgment, and it's coming. Now see, the kingdom war is the fact that there's a kingdom coming. And there is darkness that is working to harden itself. Now see, I wrote a Christian fiction series on this. I got the second book finished. It was called the Steel series. It's called Steel the Darkness, the first book. They wanted to harden the darkness so nobody could break it. They wanted to harden it so they could be in force and have what they wanted. And the whole book is about this struggle. The second book is called The Rising. It hasn't been released yet. We're in the editing process. But it takes this and goes further. And you would be surprised. When I finish this book, the major part of it in March, none of the events of which we have gone through has been made known, because they hadn't happened yet. They were just beginning. But I had already finished part of the book, and I list in the book events that would later come to pass in America. I'm here to tell you that if you think that you're going to sit on your 401 and, you know, enjoy all your lovely life, while America is an evil and adulterous generation, when they won't listen to truth, when one person and those who help him, all he wants to do is make America great again. That's all Donald Trump wanted to do. And he is the most hated, most vilified, but he's also the most loved, because the thing Pelosi and the Democrats cannot understand is how Trump has so many people, including minorities, who follow him. Because Trump reached down and met them on the street where they were and said, I can fix that. You live in the inner city and you're black, I can find you jobs. You're Hispanic and you're in the inner cities and can't find a job. I can fix that. You're an Indian on the Indian reservation, and I was raised on the Indian reservation, practically. Our town was in the middle of the reservation. I have been in Indian homes. I've played with Indians. I had Indian friends. I've kissed Indian girls. You see, there's such thing as a culture. Indian culture is unique, and it's good. And there are Christian Indians out there. China, its culture, what's behind what they're doing out there is good. And there's a lot of, matter of fact, there's more Christians in China than practically anywhere on earth. More Christians in China that are oppressed today than there are communists in China. The kingdom war today, especially for the church, is to throw off the things of this world and proceed with what God wants us to do. Get the word out of there. Call down wickedness. Stop standing and allowing these people who want to destroy your children get away with it. You know, in the old days, in the old West, if they had a mayor or even a governor that do the things that these idiots are doing today, closing entire cities down, giving orders as if they're God, forcing people to do things they shouldn't be having to do, I can tell you, in the old West, they would have tarred and feathered them and ran them out. They would have taken these governors and done the same thing. Governor Newsom sat there with a smile on his face as California was burning and said, "At last, we finally know that it's global warming." And he was smiling, referring to the fires, proving that there's global warming. No, it wasn't global warming. It was lousy management of your forest resources. In fact, no management. Your management was to do nothing. Further, they caught people who were starting fires. You mean to tell me when men go burn fires and start fires that that is global warming? Yeah, that's a stretch. And you have people in the inner city, mayors, who allow 5 punks or 7 punks or 8 or whatever's on those city councils to destroy the only law enforcement in the city, which is the cops. How do we allow people to have so much money in our cities and our states that they can get together and vote, okay, we're going to get rid of the police and take the money away? They have no right to do that. And if they do, it needs to be changed. Good thing I'm not the president. I would have sent in and I would have declared martial law and removed these turkeys and put them in jail. Well, you can't do it. Well, you sure as hell can. Excuse the language, but I'm telling you something. You have people in power today that Soros and others helped put there. And that's not fake, that's true. We know from these prosecuting attorneys, attorney generals, that are releasing everybody. Even murderers. You see, we have an evil and an adulterous generation that refuses to acknowledge God, refuses to walk with it. And yet many of you are sitting in fine houses, and you think everything is going to work out fine. You know, Donald Trump may be the last president you're ever going to get in this country. Ever. That actually supports Israel the way he does, made a declaration to move the embassy to Jerusalem after Jerusalem, he said, was the capital, who backs and stands up for Christianity, who stands up for pro-life. These are all things that are important. You're going to get what you want. Very easily you could get that. And this election hangs in the balance. And I've been, for a long time, I've been telling people close to me, we're watching the election this year. Because that'll give us, just like Habakkuk said, I will stand on my watch and wait to see what the Lord will answer. The Lord's going to answer America. The Lord's going to answer Franklin Graham. The Lord's going to answer Jonathan Kahn. The Lord's going to answer Carter Conlon. He's going to answer American Christians. He's going to show you what he's going to do. And this election will tell you. But I'm going to tell you this. No matter what happens in this election, the finality of the judgment on this country will come. And it'll come at a time that you will not see. And it won't come by a bunch of punks on the street. It will be an army the likes of which you've never seen, and that will scare the very life out of you. And they will kill, they will slaughter, they will maim. They will rape, they will pillage, they will steal and make bare this country. God help this country. If Americans had any sense at all, they would be repenting. They wouldn't be thinking this is just another election. But see, there's a lot of forces in play here. And if you don't listen to my broadcasts on Isaiah, you're missing out. Because you can detail what's happening in this country according to what the prophets did in their day. But that's up to you. The word goes out. You either listen or you don't listen. And many times, even those who listen do not hear. One thing the Lord said after the Queen of the South, he said, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walks through the dry places, seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, I'll return into my house from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh it with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. The wicked generation is there because of the unclean spirits who have returned. People stop following what God wanted them to do. Pride entered in. Greed entered in. Lust entered in. You see, the thing of it is, it's not just civil rights, and it's not just your right to do this, but it's wickedness. And in this country and in around the world, this is happening. But if you take this on a personal level, when someone who has been delivered of a demonic spirit through the power and the name of Jesus Christ, they are free to seek the Lord and live at peace and be a reborn, totally new person. I have seen it many times, and I've seen it in my own life. and that of my family is I have seen the power of God. But I can tell you this generation that's riding on the street has not seen the power of God, nor have they heard the witness of the true gospel as they should have. We have user-friendly church, sin-friendly churches, and sin-friendly pastors. I read about a pastor yesterday who was not only a pastor, but a stripper in a strip club. There are no words to tell you what I could tell you about that man right now. Damnable is one of them. Corrupt is another. Son of the devil is another. And they can be nice. But when you paint over what is righteous and what isn't, when you refuse to do that which is right, you think this country became great on its own? As someone asked me not too long ago, when was America great? I said, we report around the world every Wednesday on what is happening in the world and the persecution. And I said, you need to leave America and go live in those countries and see how long you're going to live. Because if you don't think America's great, then you're an idiot. Yeah, we are filled with wickedness, but make no mistake, this country has been great. Why do you think so many people want to get into America across our borders? Why do you think that Biden wants open borders so he can flood this nation? You have to come in the right way, because among those floods are people that want to destroy it, and that's part of the issue we even have today, and Obama was culprit to that. But there are many good, dead people that have been murdered in their countries. Christians by the bucket load. Churches burned down. Countless. And there is one group in Nigeria responsible for the genocide going on there, and that is radical Islam. For the oppression of Christians in Pakistan, it's Islam, period. For the oppression of Christians and other groups in India, it's radical Hinduism and Hinduism itself. For the oppression of the Christian church and even of the Uyghurs, in China, it's communism. For the oppression of Christians and other groups in North Korea, it's the worship of their leader as some kind of god. The problem around the world is politics. The problem around the world is your leaders. And it was the same problem in Israel. When you had a good king that would serve the Lord God, the people followed. And when you had a bad king that wouldn't follow the Lord and serve Baal or some other thing, or had a queen like Jezebel, the people followed them. And so too the Lord is telling you. He told Israel in the time he was there. He said, the men of Nineveh and the queen of the south will rise up against this evil, wicked generation. I have come here to redeem you, to bring you the truth, and you reject me. And that's what the word said. He said he went to his own and his own received him not. Having ears to hear, Isaiah said, they do not hear. And in America and around the world, it's the same way. Judgment may sleep for a while, but it will awaken with a vengeance. Mercy is here now. But see, the kingdom war is here to bring you help and to bring you truth. You need to rebuke these spirits. You need to stand up. The churches need to stop being social gatherings and understand that it's a war zone. You're there to bring down the principalities and powers of hell itself. Christ has already given you the power to do it. He triumphed over every principality and power on earth, and you people act as if the devil's got your right pocket, that you have nothing to do except sit there and pretend to have some kind of religion with no power. People are sick of powerless churches. They're sick of unbelieving Christians. They're sick of pastors that won't preach the truth. They're sick of a watered-down gospel that can't save anybody. People want a live Savior. They want a miraculous God, and they want to know that when they call, He will hear. And I'm here to tell you that this God is a burning fire, and He's alive today. And we have reported on miracles straight from the mission field, those witnesses who beheld it. There is a God that's alive, and even in the hardest areas of Islam and in Hinduism and in China itself and in North Korea, there are miracles going on like you've never seen. And in this pagan society called America, which shouldn't be pagan, yes, there was Christians that stood up, and they stood up to ask for mercy to God to allow them to continue to work. There is a reason they had that, because they're trying to save your country so that you don't get destroyed. This is the kingdom war today, and it's time for America to stand up and wake up. If you do not wake up, if you think this is just Democrats and Republicans, you have missed the point. It's not Democrats and Republicans. It's the devil. It's the demons behind them. It is every wicked principality and power. They do have some human principalities and powers in place right now. And I can tell you that George Soros, a Jew who is not a Jew and who sided with Hitler and worked with him to save his own stinking neck, and has billions today because somebody rewarded him. He uses the money to destroy nations. Now, I reported on this many years ago when he said it, that he's getting used to playing God. Well, his time is about done. And he's not the only one doing it. And you've been deceived, America. You've been given a bag of rocks, as somebody I used to know say this. You see, even if you sweep America out with the help of Trump, of all the garbage going on, the unclean spirit and the wickedness is going to just simply come back with more powerful spirits, unless those here are changed from within by the power of God. Christianity is only one generation. A nation can be as many as seven generations away from total extinction from God. That is separation from God. We have had countless decades where we have been lukewarm. God did not send His Son so you can sit on the sidelines and let the world go to hell. You're worried about America. You're sick about America. Many Americans are. But I got news for you. There's people in other nations that are dying. And so you better thank God you live in America, because this is a great nation, even though people are too stupid and blinded to see it. You don't realize what you have till you lose it, and then it'll never come back. You have some punk like Ilhan Omar and AOC who are wet behind the ears and don't know what they're talking about come in here and try to dictate what America should be like. They don't know. They don't even know the God who we know. They have no clue as to how this nation was started. And you've allowed people to come in here and change your mind and lead you astray. People that tell you to let your kids go out and riot and burn America down saying this is good. They've convinced you that everything is racist. It's always a white man's fault. I got news for you if you think it's a white man's fault. One of these days you're going to find out what it is. And it's going to be too late because the God of the universe is going to judge your soul. And you're going to know exactly who it is. May God have mercy on you for your ignorance and blindness, and may God grant you repentance, because the vileness of this country and this world will not stay still, and it will overcome and sweep anybody that will not stand up to it. This is the kingdom war. So you need to make a choice for you and your families. If you don't pray for them and find deliverance for them, there is no deliverance. It's time for you to stand up in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this word. Bless your word to your people. Help them, Father. Help them to understand. Give them revelation and knowledge. And for those who come against us as detractors, in Jesus' name, I bind you, you foul spirit. In Jesus' name, I bind you. From this preaching and teaching and streaming and receiving of this word, you are bound in Jesus' name. And I rebuke you in the name of the Son of Glory, the Almighty, the I Am, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, to the glory of his Father. Amen. And let this be written down in heaven. Oh God, we wait for you. Only you can deliver. Wake your people up so that they may hear. In Jesus' name. From Tower and I, shalom, everybody. Have a good weekend. And know that even the weakest Christian can resist the devil and he will flee from them. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
The Warn Radio.